Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time we go around the AFC North. You love the music. Remember, all guests appear on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And our first visit, usually we're picking on these guys last. But our very first visit, we go to pick number 20. In Pittsburgh, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, and joining us is Chris Muller from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Chris, what are the Steelers going to do at pick number 20?
Seems like, Ken, they're going to pick Duke's Graham Barton as their center of the future and a plug-and-play starter.
Why is that?
I'm not crazy about it. I mean, they don't have a center on the roster. They rightly cut Mason Cole. They pay Nate Herbig $4 million a year to play a swing interior role, but they could have put him in at center at any point last year when Cole was struggling. They didn't do it. And they've tried to say, oh, no. We trust Nate Herbig if we need him, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think it's fooling a whole lot of people. I think that they should have gone out and should have tried to get Mitch Morse in free agency so they didn't have such a glaring need. But I would rather see them not draft scared, basically, and try to fill a need. And I would rather see them, if he's there, take Amarius Mims from Georgia, who I think is going to be the best right tackle in this draft, and then kick Broderick Jones over to left tackle and have some bookends for the next decade. But I think they're going to take Barton from Duke.
What is your situation right now at wide receiver, and why do I keep seeing some rumors from specific Pittsburgh media individuals about Brandon Ayuk?
I mean, I do believe that these specific media individuals are hearing things from sources within the team that the Steelers are interested. I mean, the situation's grim. You know, they traded Deontay Johnson. They said they felt like they got a starting caliber, if you need three corners at all times on the field. Now, a guy who'd be one of their top three from Carolina in that deal, Dante Jackson. But they need help. They don't have anybody after George Pickens. Van Jefferson's not a number two. Quez Watkins is not a number two. Calvin Austin's not even a number three. They need a wide receiver with one of their first three, maybe four picks, to deep class. But they don't have anybody other than a pretty mercurial deep threat who, when he's on, is probably one of the 15 or so best receivers in the league, but is not always on game to game. I personally think that the Ayuk deal, he's a very good receiver, don't get me wrong. And I think he actually is more hidden how good he is by that system in San Francisco than other guys who are seen as system players there. But the idea of having to maybe give up next year's first, pay the guy $30 million over 3 years, because that's probably what he's going to want, I'm just not crazy about that for this team, because they're running Arthur Smith's offense. It's a running back-based offense. It's never had room for two wide receivers to eat at the same time.
Why do your wide receivers seem to get a little bit out there over time?
I mean, don't a lot of, I guess I could say a lot of them do around the league. A.J. Brown does, but then again, A.J. Brown's been a beast in Philadelphia, and they almost won a Super Bowl largely because of him.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line for me is Antonio Brown was a one-of-one person as far as work ethic, everything else on the field, and then being completely, into the deep end off of it. George Pickens, guys like that, though, I think Mike Tomlin feels like he can take very talented players who might have red flags and get through to them. And I think what's troubling about Pickens last year is nothing Tomlin said got through to him until he put Mason Rudolph in, and the guy actually looked like a competent quarterback, which was the first one of those the team had had all year. So for me, it's if you have a good quarterback, these guys will largely stay in line, but the Steelers haven't had one in a while.
Hey Chris, I'm always curious other cities, how they deal with the draft, and it's been tough in Cleveland without a first-round draft pick here the last few years. But looking back at the Steelers, the highest draft pick you've had in like 40 years is 2000, Plaxico Burress at number 8. How do fans feel about the first round in the NFL draft every year in Pittsburgh?
It's usually a very big deal. I mean, it's heavily covered. It's something that's focused on because for pretty much the entirety of my lifetime, whether it was Tom Donahoe or Kevin Colbert as the general manager, the ethos has been from the ownership box on down, we build through the draft. We don't win free agency or the offseason like other teams do. So usually there's a hyper fixation on it. But this year has been so different. They completely redo the quarterback room in very rapid succession. They go out and I think actually get a pretty good deal, even though about paying for the position on Patrick Queen. It doesn't feel like it normally does here, where if they don't get the first round selection that everybody wants, people are going to freak out because they've done so much of a roster overhaul. But that might be just a this year phenomenon owing to what I just said they did at all these other positions.
Two quick ones. What are the chances you trade up for Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo?
Yeah, Tony Pauline, we had him on the show yesterday. He floated that idea that the Steelers and Eagles are both interested in moving up with Denver at 12. I'd put it at 25% or less. I don't think it's going to happen. I know Tomlin loves Quinyon Mitchell. I think Quinyon Mitchell is going to be a very good NFL player, but they have needs at other places, so I kind of hope it doesn't happen.
Who's your favorite quarterback in the draft?
I think Drake May is going to be the best quarterback in this draft. And if we're going for a day three or late day two sleeper, I think Spencer Rattler is going to be a starter for more than 5 years in the NFL.
Well. Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. There's a man from Oklahoma in this room who probably doesn't agree.
I don't know why we even have him on.
We'll discuss it at a later time. We go to Cincinnati. And James Rapine, where the Bengals have picked number 18. And James Rapine joins us from All Bengals and the Locked On Bengals podcast. James, what are you thinking at 18?
I think trench pick. I think the Bengals are certainly leaning offensive tackle. In a perfect world, one of these top offensive tackles falls. If not, I think they'll eye defensive tackle, especially if Byron Murphy is there. That might be the easiest pick they make. But John Newton in the mix as well. And never rule out a cornerback, because they could eye a corner if the draft falls that way.
Well, you've got five picks in the top 115. What is the expectation for the amount of starters that the Bengals could add to this team?
Well, they don't have a ton of open starting jobs, but they should be able to add a lot of instant impact guys. And even if they don't, like, for example, if they take an offensive tackle at 18, that guy probably isn't starting over Trent Brown at right tackle. He's probably not kicking inside to play guard, but what he can do is back up both tackle spots, and odds are he'll play a decent amount as a rookie the moment there's an injury. So I think that they should be able to find instant impact guys. And to your point, that they might find a corner in round two or three, or a wide receiver in round two or three, with Tyler Boyd and Chidobe Awuzie departing in free agency, that impacts and has an instant impact and does start and does play 1,000 snaps this season, for example.
How much do you guys talk big picture? Because I didn't even realize till Lima just said that. Five picks in the top 115, and like everything's like, well, we got to win now. Well, hold on. If you nail this draft, I mean, Lord Almighty, you will challenge Kansas City. There's no doubt about that.
They need to nail it, because they've they've lost a lot of talent over the past couple of years in free agency.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And even though they've replaced that talent with bodies, like, for example, Geno Stone at safety. Geno Stone's really good. I don't think he's Jesse Bates. And so they've gotten worse in some areas. They're not the same team that they were when they made a Super Bowl run a few years ago. But could their pass rush be better if they address defensive tackle early? Could their offensive line be the best Joe Burrow's ever had? I think those are realistic things. So, yeah, there is some pressure, though, because you look at the top 100 of this draft, and I do think that there's a lot of talent in areas that they could use it.
I always wonder when teams think they have their franchise quarterback / elite quarterback, how it impacts drafting all the way around them, whether at times they take things for granted a little bit because of that, because they think they have a quarterback that can elevate other positions. But you're in a situation, though, where your starting quarterback has been really banged up the last few years. Does that change any of the mindset on how you approach a draft?
I think maybe a little, but historically the Bengals have always prioritized, I mean, they've taken a lot of offensive tackles early. And so if they take an offensive tackle tomorrow night over, say, a Byron Murphy, it wouldn't shock me because they valued that position more. But I do think they should take that into consideration. And when you look at this draft, it's not just offensive tackle at the top. And I do think it drops. If you don't take one at 18, you're getting a much worse offensive lineman at 49 when they pick in round two. But there's some good interior offensive linemen, and maybe at pick 97 or pick 115 in those middle rounds where they can protect Joe Burrow and still get another weapon with T. Higgins' future unknown with one of their other picks. So they do have the draft ammo to address multiple spots.
All right, sweet baby James, who's your favorite QB in the draft?
I like Jaden Daniels from a fantasy perspective, but I'm not sure how you go against Caleb Williams. There's a reason why he's the number one quarterback on most NFL teams' boards.
Why? What is that reason?
Because he's one of these guys that can go off script. And in today's NFL, if you can go off script and get outside the pocket and make plays, NFL teams are going to bank on that. I think he's the most pro-ready as well. But yeah, Jaden Daniels from a fantasy perspective is going to be a lot of fun at number two to Washington.
James Rapine down in Cincinnati, all Bengals, as well as the Locked On Bengals podcast. We go to Baltimore with pick 30. And Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. What are you guys planning to do at pick 30 there?
It's either going to be an offensive lineman, it's going to be a cornerback, or it could be possibly a wide receiver. Not necessarily a major area of need, but Eric DaCosta has followed the Ozzie Newsome philosophy of best player available, and it looks like that wide receiver group could be pretty deep. And then outside, they need a pass rusher. But all the high-end dudes will be gone before the Ravens pick. I know Chop Robinson could be around, started at Maryland, transferred to Penn State. But, you know, they already have a guy from Penn State with limited collegiate production in Adape Owe. So I don't know if they'll revisit that sort of thing. But I would say the biggest need is offensive line.
Is there
tackle in particular?
Is there maybe an anticipated step back, Bob, because of how much you guys have lost during this offseason?
Nah, because, I mean, the AFC is tough, as you guys know. I mean, you know, every team in the AFC North is very difficult to contend with. But you have an MVP quarterback. You have two All-Pros on your O-line, one ascending in Linderbaum, one descending in Stanley. Matt Ibike just had a monster year. You got an All-Pro linebacker in Roquan. You have stud safety in Hamilton. You have a future Hall of Fame kicker. I mean, in every level, they've got an elite player. So step back, I don't see it happening.
Well, to Ken's point, I mean, when you lose, what was it total? Was it 15 players in free agency?
A whole bunch.
So how is that impacting the draft? Now, you have five top 130 picks, and obviously the Ravens have done a pretty good job finding not just serviceable guys in the draft, but guys that can make an impact. What is your expectation there out of those players?
I would say that he gets the great value in those middle round picks, Eric DaCosta does. And quite frankly, I wouldn't surprise him to trade down from 30 to add four, because they have 2 fourths right now and 2 sevenths. They're going to need a running back because Henry's here, and we know what he brings to the equation. But, you know, 30 years old, long in the tooth for it, a running back. But Keaton Mitchell's not going to be back, I don't think, effective when he does return, and that'll be late in the season. So they need someone next to him. Blake Corum could be an interesting pick if he's around in third round, because he played high school ball in Baltimore. We know the Harbaugh connection there. I think they'll get that value. Like Trenton Simpson, for instance, third-round pick last year out of Clemson, he's going to plug and play in place of Patrick Queen. Brandon Stevens, who's become their top cornerback, he was a third-round pick a couple of years ago. So he usually does get some good value there. But in the first, second round, they're going to have to get guys that are going to have to step in and play almost immediately, because the offensive linemen they've taken in the last couple of drafts, Daniel Falele, Sala last year, Ben Cleveland a couple years back, they're not even projected to start now, which is probably not a good sign. And we're talking around these parts about Andrew Voorhees, who was picked in the seventh round last year because he fell because he got hurt at his pro day, coming in and starting, and he hasn't played in over a year, obviously. So, but to your point, DaCosta gets real good value with those middle round picks.
Bob Haney with us. This is off the beaten path. Nothing to do with the draft. But
sure.
Do any Ravens fans get a little annoyed that Harbaugh's brother went to not an NFL team, but an AFC team, and that they've poached former players, they've poached assistant coaches? Does any of that matter to your fans? Do they care?
Nah, that's not really been a talking point at all. And they took Joe Ortiz as well, who's the new GM. With the chart, I mean, they got Gus Edwards and they got J.K. Dobbins. Personally, I'm a big J.K. Dobbins fan. Unfortunately, he doesn't play a lot. And Gus Edwards was surpassed at the end of the season by Keaton Mitchell as the main back before Mitchell went down against Jacksonville. So I don't think anyone's real concerned about it. Nobody's annoyed with it. It's annoying when they play at whatever point during the season with the buildup and all the hubbub that'll surround that. That's for sure.
Who's your favorite quarterback of the draft?
Let's go Caleb Williams. You know, he's from the DMV, which is kind of sorted out. Or had Maryland in his top five, which was never going to happen. You know, he was cool in those Dr. Pepper commercials. I'll go Caleb Williams. But Drake May could be an interesting guy out of North Carolina.
Let's be honest. You have a franchise quarterback. You don't really care, do you?
And we got two-time MVP at quarterback. We're good.
Whoa, Bob!
We got this.
Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Fantastic end to around the AFC North. Big thanks to Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. They have pick 20 tomorrow night. James Rapine, Locked On Bengals. They have pick 18 in Cincinnati. And Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan down in Baltimore, over in Baltimore, however you want to say it, pick number 30, where I had Drake May with Chris and Caleb Williams with the other two. I'm going to mention those guys coming up here in moments, because I watch as much college football as anyone in the city, not named Phil Steele, but because the Browns aren't in the hunt for one, I'm not either. Feel a lot like Bob does. That in Lima's video, it's causing a stir. It's not what you think. Next on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.